As a soldier, waist-deep in storm debris, cuts up fallen trees, the pieces are carried to Private Justin Cheever of Superior, who feeds them into a massive wood chipper. For Cheever, it's his first disaster relief mission.
If you join the National Guard, it's whatever the state needs, you know. It's not exactly what I had in mind when I joined, but whatever. Keeps you busy.
A convoy of semis, front-end loaders, fueling trucks, and a Humvee is parked along a sloping hill on County Highway C in the Burnett County town of Jackson. The ditches are filled with fallen timber, broken and twisted in knots. Governor Walker declared a state of emergency after windstorms in July and August decimated 130,000 acres of heavily wooded areas in Burnett, Douglas, and Washburn counties. Local governments pushed fallen timber into roadside ditches and rights of way, but it's been sitting there ever since. Local officials fear all those downed trees along the road creates a traffic hazard, a fire risk, and could spread disease. On September 7th, the governor called up the National Guard's 724th Engineer Battalion to get the timber off the roadsides. Clearing roadways is not uncommon for the 724th. Captain Brian Hipsch, executive officer for the cleanup mission, says many of the same soldiers now working in the North Woods were clearing improvised explosive devices from highways in Iraq just over 6 months ago.
This unit, basically with their equipment that was given to us in Iraq, moved up and down primarily the main supply route that's called MSR Tampa, and their goal was to ensure there were no IEDs as the combat logistics patrols were drove up and down there.
During their last deployment, the 724th didn't suffer any casualties, but there were close calls.
We did have IEDs go off, yeah, it's a hard thing to deal with, you know. It's when you don't know and you don't see it, and then it happens.
Lieutenant Kevin Decker works reconnaissance for the 724th. His job now is to go ahead and identify areas with the highest priority for cleanup. He says the basic mission is the same as in Iraq, make roads safe for drivers, but surrounding circumstances couldn't be more different.
We don't have the fear of a combat zone. You know, hopefully nobody's looking to take us out over here. We're just trying to help. A lot of the guys are from the area, so you're kind of helping out your neighbor more or less than a third world country.
As the soldiers clear debris from Highway C, Gary Myers, a Burnett County Highway Department worker, flags traffic. He says having the 724th soldiers help is a godsend.
We couldn't do it ourselves. Like, we got our crew's like 14, 15 guys. We'd never be able to do it unless we get some help come in, you know. Because all we got is one little chipper and a few guys with chainsaws, you know. Yeah, it'll be a big help.
With many more towns waiting for storm cleanup assistance, the 724th Engineer Battalion is racing against the clock to clear as many miles of roadside as possible before their mission ends September 30th. From County C in the town of Jackson, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.